You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
You're listening to The Thinker Girls on Fox. Now, if you have been waiting for it, we are doing it in the next hour. JT Tickets, it is the VIP experience. $500 shopping spree, as well as meeting him.
Do you get to touch him?
You know, that's a good question. I wonder if he'd be okay with that. I'm sure if it's not groping, it's essentially more of a sign of affection.
Yeah, like it may be on the hand or the shoulder. Maybe the knee.
I was thinking the abs. Oh. Too low. Still kosher.
My abs aren't down there. Hey, speaking of beautiful shopping and beautiful frocks, Brownlow went down last night.
It did.
Yeah, there were some beautiful frockers, some pretty out there shockers.
So someone won a Brownlow too.
Yes. That old thing. I forgot about that. Anyway, we hit the streets of Melbourne to find out exactly what you were wearing, but with a sneaky twist. We're going to get to that real soon.
Yeah, you're listening to Thinker Girls on Fox. We'll be back. You're listening to The Thinker Girls on Fox. We have the JT experience to give away within the next hour. We're talking $500 shopping voucher, you and three mates, and you get to meet him.
Do you get to touch him?
I don't know. I reckon that'd be all right. As long as it's not a groping, it's just more of an affectionate, I like you,
like
JT.
Like a poke? A point?
Or what's that? Like a stroke.
Yes. Oh,
that's weird. That's weird. So we're doing that.
You don't want to say that.
We're doing that in the next hour, and we will also be doing Do You Judge Me very soon.
Hey, but right now we're talking Brownlow Medal. It went down last night. The red carpet is obviously, I was going to say the main event. It's actually not. It is actually an award for the best footballer of the year.
It does take a lot of emphasis off the actual medal. And we do know that there's a particular guy called John Smith that won from West Coast.
The guy with the curly hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't actually watch the Brownlow Medal itself. I did, however, tune in for the red carpet. And I don't know about you, but I just feel like the hot topic, the question that every woman on that red carpet is asked, who are you wearing? Mm. It's like the spiels every year get longer and longer.
At one point, my hairdresser got a mention.
Did
Coca Lane, I'll give her a shout out. She's on Nicholson Street. I swear to God, I was like, oh, my God. And then I go, hang on a second. What am I watching?
Yeah.
Now she's just reeled off the hairdressers. It's gone to a whole new level.
It's just like
level.
A bloody plug fest. Yeah, it's not like I'm wearing a Chanel dress. They do the dress and then they do the earrings and then they do the spray and then the hair and then, you know, Joe Bloggs and Auntie that help me paint my toenails.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's actually full on, but it's not real life. Like, who is actually getting around needing to plug all of these people and wearing these amazing brands?
Yeah, so we decided that we were actually going to get to real life and ask you the day after the Brownlow who you're wearing. Hey mate, can you tell us who you're dressed by today?
Not sure, I think I got this from Rebel Sport.
The t-shirt?
Yeah.
What about your pants?
Oh, Kmart.
Oh, Kmart, Kmart's very popular.
What are you wearing?
I'm being dressed by Bess and Les.
You look pretty good for us.
Yeah, they have some pretty good stuff if you're hunting for it.
So Juliana, tell me, who are you dressed by today?
Well, my dress is actually from Kmart.
Okay, lovely.
My shoes, nice little shoes, are from Rivers.
The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
For a limited time, selected Honda CR-V.
Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
That was Budapest by George Ezra. A lovely relaxing one, Sunday night. You're listening to The Thinker Girls on Fox.
Speaking of relaxing, that's why I go on a holiday, isn't it?
Oh, my God. You are so intense right now. And I can see you have been annoyed for the last, I think, the whole day.
Yeah, well, you caught me 30 seconds after I'd just been screaming down the phone to my man. And he was like, are you done? Are you done yet? Awkward silence. I was like, yeah, I'm done. I have been at him for the last, 3.5 weeks for him to book the accommodation for our holiday, which we're going on in 4 days.
Where are you going?
We're going to Newcastle.
Oh,
and it's a long weekend.
Who wants to book accommodation? Why are you going to Newcastle?
Because it was cheap flights there.
Okay. Okay.
The beaches are beautiful
cheap flights in Tasmania. No one's going to Tasmania.
Hey, that was next on my list. I always want to go to places I've never been. Anyway, aside from that, it's a long weekend. It's school holidays. There's nobody to book. Looked at lastminute.com last night, didn't I? Well, there's nothing last minute about that site because everyone's booked out.
Well, if you're on the site, why aren't you booking?
Well, I'm saying there's nothing left on the site.
Oh, okay.
Even lastminute.com is all booked out. So weeks and weeks ago, before we booked these flights, I said to Zane, I go, if we go on this holiday, and I put my foot down and said, I'm not booking the whole thing because every holiday we've ever been on, we have this same argument. Before we ever go away on a holiday, we are at each other's throats because I want his input to help book the holiday. And I said to him, I'm not going on the holiday unless you help. He's like, yeah, no worries. I'll do it. I'll book it. Never heard anything. So I thought, okay, I'll do the groundwork. I sent an email with like three or four links of places to stay. I said, okay, I've done it. You take the reins from here and you book somewhere.
Well, that's exactly why he's not doing it, because you're sending the email with all the links. He knows that you are going to get so impatient with the timeline he wants to work on that he knows that you will book it anyway. I reckon he's got it in him to book it, but I actually believe that because he can't do it when he wants to do it, he's just like, oh, she'll do it anyway.
I reckon there's something in his brain and in a lot of other men's brains in relationships that just renders them completely incapable of doing anything when it comes to organisational stuff, including holidays. And that's, I remember growing up and mum and dad used to fight about this exact same thing.
I don't know. I mean, when I book holidays, I'm a little bit the same. I like to do things like last minute in my own timeline. I don't really see the big rush. I think whatever accommodation you'll find is the place that you're supposed to stay.
Yeah, but there's nothing left. We're supposed to sleep on the street. Let's just sleep here. Like, honestly, if there is one man across Melbourne who will call us on 13 12 16,
hang
on, and say that he is the one in his relationship that actually books the holidays, I'll fall off my chair.
You might marry that guy. I reckon there is. And defend your side, fellas. 13 12 16, are you a man in your relationship that does the holiday booking?
Nah.
I think they're out there. And I hope they're out there, because I'm a single girl that doesn't want to be in your position booking all the bloody trips.
It's just annoying. I don't need this right now.
Give us a call, 13 12 16, and let us know, are you the man in your relationship that does holiday booking? You're listening to The Thinker Girls on Fox. That was Stay High by Toglo. You're listening to The Thinker Girls on Fox Sunday night. Hope you've got dessert.
What?
I don't know. I just hope people have dessert on Sunday nights.
I never have dessert on a Sunday.
Oh, get amongst it, mate.
No.
Yes.
I'm too stressed to eat dessert because it looks like we're going to be sleeping on the airport floor of Newcastle Airport when we go in 4 days' time.
When you say we, you mean you and your man are going away on the big trip to Newcastle.
Hey, it was two
still
flights.
Quite unsure about the destination.
Beautiful beaches. Google image it. You'll be all about it. I'll Snapchat you when I'm there.
It's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about how he didn't have any kind of input in basically the planning of the trip.
Yeah, and I honestly don't think it's confined to our relationship. And I think there are other people out there who'd be finding this in their relationship, that it's always left up to the chick.
Well, I was kind of hoping that it wasn't. And we're asking you on 13, 12, 16, are you a man in your relationship that actually does holiday booking?
I'd be so surprised if somebody actually calls. 13, 12, is there actually a call?
Yeah, of 13, course 12, there
oh
is.
My God. 13, 12, 16, Tom Essendon, hello?
Hello.
Hey, Tommy. Are you a man in your relationship that does the holiday booking?
Yes, I book all of the holidays.
Round of applause for you, Tom. Now, Tom, give us your relationship status. How long have you been with her?
So I've been with her for 5 years, okay. And it's my job to book all of the holidays.
Has it always been the case?
Yeah, always that way?
It's always been the case. Ever since I've been with my girlfriend, I've always had to book all the holidays because she's incredibly disorganised and it's always up to me.
Oh, see, it's possible.
Wow.
Now,
I'm shocked.
With a lot of your mates as well, is there a bit of a pattern where sometimes girls are a bit impatient? Because I also thought that maybe guys are on their own timeline, but sometimes girls can't wait, so they jump in to organise it. You know, can you relate to that?
Yeah, well, a lot of my mates, all of their girlfriends are the ones that organise the trips because they're hopeless.
Yeah.
I just find with me that I'm always the one that has to do it because, yeah, my girlfriend just gets bored and fed up with it. And then if we can't find a place, she just snaps out and she's off it. So
Jesus.
It's always me to finish the job and book a place in so we're not sleeping on the airport floor.
Tom, like Christy,
well, that's where
and her
I'm
boyfriend.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Well, do you outsource? Do you reckon I might be able to send you the details and you can book it for me? Because you sound like you're onto
it. Well, Tom, do you have any friends that are like you that are single?
Or Stacey?
Okay. No, all my mates are hopeless.
Yeah. Tom's freaking out. Hey, Tom, thanks for your call. I tell you what, though, young mate, I think the next time you've got a trial, pulling back, and maybe he'll have the freak out before you have the freak out. Does that make sense? So he'll be like, oh, God, we really don't have anywhere. And Christy is so busy, she hasn't even looked at it. Don't you reckon that'll work?
Nah.
The Thinker Girls.
For a limited time, selected.
You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
The Thinker Girls on Fox, if you have entered our JT 2020 experience online, stay tuned. We're going to be calling out the winner inside the next 20. But right now it's time for...
The lines are open. 13, 12, 16. Do you judge me?
Oh, yeah.
Only God can judge me. Is that right?
Yeah, it's that time of the week where this segment is so much fun for you guys, not so much fun for me.
I love this. I absolutely love this because it's A-okay to judge and you can actually take part. But what's the deal today?
Well, yeah, give us a call, 13 12 16. This is open lines. This all took place at the movie cinema this week. So Saturday night with my bestie and her husband, rockin' Saturday night.
Third wheeler or?
Look, they make me feel pretty comfortable on a good day. But yeah, in answer to your question, sure. It was a third wheel situation.
Sorry, it's a sore spot.
It was a night in and we'd been out for dinner and went to a movie. Now, Saturday night, obviously a lot of people go to the movies often. And it was that kind of packed cinema where I had a gap in between me and there was people then next to me. But my friend's husband, who was sitting at the other end, had people next to him.
So I hate that.
Yeah, it was pretty packed. Like,
is
we
that
feeling,
evil of me to say?
No. It's, sitting next to people? Yeah, it's awkward, especially people you don't want. And on a Saturday night, I was feeling the same. I didn't really want to talk to anyone. We were all rugged up in our jackets and scarves and you know, turned the phones off and got ready for the movie because it was that kind of a night. And sure enough, I get my shoulder tapped on. Someone's, you know, excuse me. And I'm like, oh, God. What do they want?
People.
Yes.
I hate people.
Well, if
people.
I wanted to talk to people, I would have ventured out.
All right.
The movie. So turn around.
Who was
and
it?
And he goes, this guy that I didn't know was sitting behind me and he said, hey, listen, do you reckon you could take your beanie off?
Why?
And I said, turned around and I said, what? I didn't even say what. I said, oh, as in this, like my hat. I was thinking, surely he's got the wrong hat. So I'm wearing a beanie. Probably the size of maybe those. It's a bit of a puffy one, the beret kind of style. So, you know,
it sits
above. Well, it sits above my head, but it's not overly. We're not talking Buckingham Palace massive soldier hat.
Had a woolen top hat. I don't know what he had a problem with.
Yeah, it's not going to the sky. It's just a little bit of volume there, a bit of fluff. But it certainly isn't something that I would have thought you asked to take off. Hadn't done my hair. Like I said, wasn't interested in socialising with anyone and kind of looked at him. After he clarified, yes, it's your beanie I want you to take off, I went, oh, and just turned around and looked to the front. Didn't take it off. My girlfriend, who's encouraging me beside me, said, you are not taking that off. That is not even high. And then her husband was like, well, this is really awkward. You should probably take it off.
What happens when you turn around and you start ignoring him? What's he doing?
Is he tapping you again? He asked me the question. I kind of just shrugged my shoulders and went, oh, just let it go more so. I'm like, mate, really? Really? Are we doing this? There was a guy two rows in front of me that was mega, mega tall. I'm not going to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, dude, you're in my vision. Could you slouch down for being too tall?
I don't know. I don't know about this. 13, 12, 16. Are you judging Stacey if this man has paid a lot of money to go to the movies and you've essentially blocked his view, the movie, and refused not to?
Everybody
that's
is blocking
what it is.
Everyone's view.
I know, but that's essentially what you've done.
I'm not taking it.
He's asked you.
I didn't take the beanie off. I didn't take it off. And I walked out of the cinema and, yeah, it was awkward, but I don't regret it.
All right, 13, 12, 16, do you judge Stace? Cue the call. And up next, I'm going to reveal whether I judge you too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yay. So thank you, girls on Fox. Ziggy is. The Thinker Girls on Fox, that JT prize under 20 minutes away. If you've registered online, stand by your phone. But right now we're doing...
The lines are open. 13, 12, 16. Do you judge me?
Oh, yeah.
Only God can judge me. Is that right?
Okay, this week it's placed at a movie cinema. I sat there in a packed cinema whilst a particular person that I didn't want to speak to, a stranger behind me, asked me to take my beanie off, and I turned back around and I shrugged and to say no, but I basically ignored and turned back the other way. And this is where you get to have the fun.
Okay, do you judge Stace? 13, 12, 16. We've got Tam from Essendon up first. Tam, are you judging Stace?
Yes, most definitely.
Tam, my hair was hideous. There was dry shampoo.
I'd be super duper annoyed if I'd paid 20-something bucks to see a movie and there was some annoying person with a massive hat sitting in front of me.
What about tall people? Like, we can't ask them to slouch down.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, Tam, are you asking tall people in front of you to slouch down in the movies? Have you done that?
I probably wouldn't have the balls to do it, but if it's a hat that you can easily take off, I think it's a bit different than a giant in front of you.
It's what about spiky hair? Are you going to, like, brush that out just to avoid, you know, some aggressive hair spike in the way of the eye line?
Yeah, just like BYO brush.
Oh, BYO brush. You know what, Tam?
People are anal with the movies, man.
I've got to say, Stace, I'm with Tam. I'm judging you, mate.
Thanks for your call, Tam.
Thank you, Tam. You should have taken the hat off. It's something that you can change. It's something you can take off. You should have taken it off.
Okay, this isn't about you. This segment isn't about whether I should or shouldn't. You just get to choose whether you judge me, and that is all I'm interested in offering here. You can't should me to do things. I don't regret it, but you can have the opportunity to judge. So,
Isn't that what I just did?
Officially. No, you're saying should.
Find yourself
judged. Okay, great.
Judge Judy style.
I love this segment. JT, not too far away.
The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.